Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now remember, this is written before 1 Corinthians 15, before talking about these Old Testament saints, before 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, how we have doctrinally in scriptures about the dead in Christ shall rise, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. They knew something about resurrection. Remember Job in chapter 35 or somewhere in that he talked about resurrection. Who taught Job? And Job was probably the first book ever written. Most scholars believe that Job was written even before Genesis, that Moses wrote the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. But most Bible scholars believe that Job was the first book written. Who taught Job about the resurrection? God did. Remember, was that 33 or 35? You remember what chapter that was, guys? Doug, he says, though my skin worms eat me, yet with my eyes shall I see God. He talked about a renewed flesh. And Job knew. I see some of y'all already looking. Matt, you're back there looking. Doug, are you looking already? Okay. Anyway, let me know when you find that, where it's at. I think it's 33, 35 or something like that. Where is it? I wasn't even close, was I? Job 19. What? Maybe it's verses 33 or 35. 26. I was getting a little closer. Anyway, you get the point. He talked about my flesh will be renewed, my skin. He knew something about the resurrection. And these people, they even though they were tortured, martyred, it says that they knew that they would obtain a better resurrection. There was something better than this, what this world had to offer. Verse number 36. And others had trials of cruel mockings. The word mockings means false accusations. False accusations. This just popped in my mind, okay? You have to forget. But there's a lot of good people that have been destroyed and ruined because of mockings or false accusations. Something that has been said, and I can think particularly of a couple pastors, that they were falsely accused, and if I mentioned it, our guys would know them. They were falsely accused of something, of some immorality, you know, of a fling, you know, within, and it was not so, it was not so. And some member just wanted to cause trouble. But yet, even though it was not so, it was proved that the one, he could not even stay there because that shadow was there. And some of the people, because I've talked with him, well, could it be? I just wondered. And every time they saw him, so he had to leave. He was in Florida, and he had to go to another state, had to get to a whole other state. Because of that, those false accusations, it destroys a lot of people, destroys a lot of people's lives. And it's what mentioned here about, that's what the word mockings means, false accusation. And then the next word is scourgings, mockings and scourgings, beaten half to death. I use that term lightly. Literally, we know the story about the whips and the cat of nine tails and others where they're beaten. That's what that means, that word scourging, scourgings? How would you say that one, Doug? Scourgings, okay. They're beaten almost to the point of death, this word means. Yea, moreover, if they know, bonds them in imprisonments. They're thrown in jail because they named the name of Christ. Bonds and imprisonments. Well, in verse number 37, they were stoned literally because they named the name of Christ. They were sawn asunder. Now, the Bible does not say, but historians tell us that Isaiah, under King Manasseh, that he was sawn in half during the king's reign. The Bible does not speak of that, but it kind of, King Manasseh of Judah, history tells us Isaiah, that prophet, was sawn asunder, sawn in half. They were tempted. Now, the word tempted here means they were scrutinized. Not that they were tempted to quit the faith, but people scrutinized them. Everywhere they went, people were watching. And if they slipped up, oh, I thought you were a believer. Okay, there's more to that, but you get the idea. They were slain with the sword. Then they were wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. And this is interesting. They were so destitute that many of them had to live in the wilderness like animals. They were chased from their homes and lost everything they had. And that's what this is referring to, that they were without nothing. They didn't have the finer clothing and all that we would think of, that they had to put on sheepskins and goatskins. And there's the next phrase, being destitute, absolutely without anything, had nothing. And by the way, I go back to my first point, and we complain. None of us here are destitute. By the way, you know, none of us are poor. We may think we're poor, but none of us are poor. We're rich. We're richer than 98% of the rest of the world. The poorest person in America, we're told is richer than 98% of the rest of the world. We're a blessed country. And we fuss and we complain because whatever. My steak's too rare, or it's well done. Am I talking to the right people? I know y'all never complain. But listen, we're so blessed. These people, but yet they were faithful. They were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. The word afflicted means literally to be hard pressed. And they were oppressed. Of course, tormented means they were treated illy in the wrong manner. Then I love this next verse. It's in parentheses, verse number 38. Speaking to these people of whom the world was not worthy. Let that sink in your hand. All these things that they had listed, slain by the sword, so they were afflicted, tormented, all these things that he had meant, destitute. Then he puts in there, those parentheses, of whom the world was not worthy. Because they knew this world had nothing to offer. And then it goes on. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. They had no place. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. And again, we're going to finish this chapter where it says, these all having attained a good report. How did they get a good report? Through faith. And that was the whole beginning of Hebrews chapter number 11. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So they received a good report. In other words, a good testimony. They received a good testimony through faith. Received not the promise. What promise? When we think of the promise of the Old Testament, we're thinking of Abraham and all these. That's not what it's talking about. That's not what it's talking about. Not because it clarifies it here. Through faith had not received the promise. God having provided some better thing for us. That they without us should not be made perfect. Now what is it talking about? Resurrection. An eternal life with Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The promise was the coming of Christ. The resurrection and a home in heaven. That was the promise. We have more reason we as people today have more reason to believe than they did. We have a completed word of God. So what Paul is trying to encourage them people, don't you quit. Don't you ever, 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 ever give up. Because if they could do it, you could do it. And that leads him into chapter number 12. We'll begin next week when he uses that word, wherefore. Based on what had previously been stated in chapter number 11 and all about all these men, wherefore? And he brings it all together about these great cloud of witnesses. Let us keep on going. Let us run that race, all right? We'll look at that next Sunday. Our Father, thank you for your word. Or for, the scriptures that illumine our minds and our heart. For these men and women who've gone on before us as examples and testimonies of their faith in you. Our Father, may we too be found faithful till you come for us or till you call us home. Father, just bless the morning worship service. We'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.